Hey guys, welcome back to Black Girl in the City. It's your girl Jasmine Nicole, and today's video is called Dating Outside of Your Type. Not dating outside of your race, but your type. So I feel like this is something that a lot of people don't talk about. I mean, we've heard it before, but it's not talked about a lot, and that's just basically dating guys that aren't who you usually date. And I noticed that I've been kind of stuck in a rut as far as dating goes, because I literally, like, I've dated guys that wasn't really my type before, but I never really gave them a chance. It was always like, oh no, I don't really like him like that, or I'm not attracted to him like that, so I'm just gonna end it right here. And I kind of just cut it off probably after the first or second date, and I just left it at that. But now I think I'm at a place where I'm more mature, and I'm coming to the realization that my type and who I like might not be what's best for me, and might not be what's actually going to make me happy. And when I say type, I mean the type of guy that you usually would go for as far as looks, as far as like demeanor and personality. You know, everybody has their type. So let me just give you an example. So the type that I would usually go for is someone who is tall and athletic. I usually like more slender guys. I've dated guys that, you know, hit a little extra weight on them, so that's not something that I had to have to have. But I do like taller, slender guys with a little muscle to them. I don't like super skinny dudes, because I'm a little thick myself, so I don't want a toothpick. And then as far as like face, like, you don't have to have the nicest looking face. I don't really want a pretty boy, somebody that's like gonna look better than me. I'm not attracted to that at all, but I like somebody that has a nice looking face, but still, you know, a little rugged and masculine. And as far as personality goes, I like just guys with cool personalities, like super chill, laid back, but also can hold a really good conversation. And you know, don't really have to be necessarily like educated or went to college or nothing like that, but smart too, and is a little hood, you know. Somebody that has a little street smarts. I like guys that know how to dress nice. They like wearing, you know, probably like the latest Jordans that have come out, or Nikes, and got a little swag to them. Like, I love swaggy dudes, like, can know how to just dress, like, match my fly, because I'm into, like, dressing up and looking cute, so I want my guy to be into that as well. So, that's pretty much my type. And has that type worked out for me? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think what I like is usually, I don't know, it just doesn't work out for me. Like, I want to believe that a guy is out there that meets all of those things that I would consider my type, but is actually going to be consistent, know how to communicate, treat me well, take me out, has a, you know, a nice job that pays pretty good, and they can take care of me and provide for me. Now, when I say take care of me, I don't mean like actually like take care of me, because I'm always going to be independent. I'm always going to have my own, and I'm always going to make sure that I'm good without anybody else. Like, I have to make sure I'm good. But when I say take care of me, I mean that they will be able, like, if we did decide to move in, they will be able to pay the rent, and they will be able to provide And that's just what I feel like a man should do. I feel like the man should be the provider. Like, yes, I'm going to have my own money. I'm going to be able to, you know, provide for myself. But I want my man to be the head of the household. I want my man to be able to cover things. Like, if I decided I wanted to take a few years off work and have kids and, you know, focus on raising our children, then I feel like that's something that I should be able to do, and my man should be able to step up and provide. And that's what I've been looking for, and that's what my father did. That's what I was raised. My mom, she didn't work all the time. She didn't really start working consistently until I was probably about 12 years old, and I'm the youngest child, so she had quite some time to just raise the children. And my father, he was the provider. He took care of everything. Now, I'm not saying that has to be everybody's way of doing things. That's just my way of doing things, and that's how I see things being done, and that's the type of relationship that I will be happy with. I feel like a lot of guys nowadays, I feel like everything should be 50-50. They feel like you should be providing just as much as I'm providing. And to be honest, if I'm doing 50-50 with you, then I'm not going to look at you like my man. I'm going to look at you like my roommate. Like, bruh, I'm paying half this shit. You paying half this shit. Like, how you going to be my king if we going 50-50 with everything? A king is the head of the household, the provider. He gets shit done and makes shit happen. Like, a lot of guys, I feel like they want to be treated like a king. They want food, a nice hot meal when they come home. They want sex whenever they feel like it. They want massages and to just be treated like a king. But they also want their woman to work 8 hours a day, just as they work 8 hours a day. They want their woman to take care of the kids and make sure the kids is good. And then they want all of this on top on top of everything else. It's like, what? No, baby, that's not how it's gonna work. If we both want to work for 8 hours a day, then we should both, like, you should make the meal sometimes. I shouldn't be responsible for meals every day. You know, like, I mean, some people believe in that 50-50 lifestyle. I just can't get with it. Anyway, I haven't met a lot of guys that's, like, in that position that they can provide for me. They can meet all of my expectations other than just them being my type. So I've been trying to push myself lately into talking to people that I don't necessarily see as somebody that I would usually talk to because they're not my type, but they meet a lot of my other standards and qualifications. So I just went out on this date with a guy whom I really, really like. He's really cool. He has a nice personality. He's well-spoken. He's not a bad-looking guy, but he's not my type at all. He's taller than me, probably by maybe 4 inches, but he's not what I usually go for. I'm only 5'4", so he's probably about 5'9, 5'10 probably. And he's a husky guy. I'm not really into husky guys. And his swag just definitely was not up to my standards. Like, he dressed very plain. I'm gonna say he had on like a polo and some like dad jeans and like a pair of Nike Dunks, which, I mean, it wasn't horrible, don't get me wrong. You know, he looked clean and well put together, but he definitely lacked quite a bit when it came to swag. But like I said, I'm willing to overlook certain things if some of my other qualifications that are a little higher priority to me are met. And that's exactly what he does. He meets all of my other priorities. Like, he has a really good head on his shoulders. The way he talks like someone who wants to be the provider, someone who wants to wine and dine his woman, someone who wants to treat his woman like a queen, someone who wants to actually, you know, take care and get shit done and to be the provider and the head of the household, not like somebody who just out here having fun and like whatever. The last thing he's thinking about is taking care of a woman and wanting to be a woman. I mean, wanting to be with a woman long term. And in my dating experience, that's what I have lacked quite a bit, is men who are actually serious about wanting to start a family and wanting to settle down with me. Because I feel like a lot of guys, they would say, yeah, that's what I want. When we start getting to know each other and we start talking more so about what our goals are down the line. But then it's like, after a while, that will switch up and they'll be like, no, I'm cool. I'm just trying to have fun, and it's nothing serious. But he sounds like he's actually trying to, you know, get something solid and something that will last long term, a wife, not just somebody that he can be out here having fun with. You know, not saying that there's anything wrong with that, because I feel like I'm 27. I'll be 28 in December. I'm at the point where I'm not dating just to date and have fun. I'm dating because I want to eventually find somebody that I feel like I can be with long term. And it's too many guys out here that's around my age or even older who are just not on that same level. Now, have I ever dated someone just to date them and to have fun in the moment? Absolutely. Absolutely. And will I possibly ever date somebody who I just want to have fun with for a little bit? Yeah, I may do it again. You know, if like I like a person and they're somebody that I feel like is cool and I like hanging out with, but I know like they don't meet a lot of my other qualifications and they're not somebody that I can see myself being with long term, and yeah, I might do that, have a little fun with them. But for the most part, my goal is to actually meet somebody and have it be something long term and solid. And I think in order for me to get that, I'm going to have to date outside of my comfort zone and my type and go with someone else who is not my type. So the reasons why this guy isn't my type is because, like I said, the physical appearances, he's not really what I would usually go for, as well as just his personality overall. He's a bit of a nerd. I really like his conversation. He's funny and he has quite a bit of good conversation. Like, he has really good stories. Like, I'm actually interested in what he's saying, and we have really good conversations just about everything, and I like that. It's not exactly what I'm used to, but it's something that I can definitely see myself being more and more attracted to as far as his personality, because that's what's really winning for me at this point, his personality. Because his looks is something that I would definitely would have to grow on me, seeing as though he's not my typical type, the type of guy that I would usually go for. Like, he's not somebody that I like as far as like I'm really attracted to. Like, I don't think the man is ugly, but it's definitely not my type. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm at a place where I just feel like my type it's maybe not what I need. And I feel like the guys that are my type, they aren't on the same page as me as far as like wanting to be in something serious and settle down and start a family, and them being the head of the household and holding shit down. I don't feel like they're on that same level with me. But this guy who isn't my type, he seems to share those same types of interests, and as far as like wanting to start a family and build something solid, wanting to talk about finances and how to increase our finances and grow together, getting our credit together, paying off debt, traveling all around the world, doing different types of things. Like, those are things that I'm really interested in and things that are really important to me. And the type of guys that I usually date aren't usually into all of that. And if they are thinking about their finances, it's usually not to that extent. It's more so just some, oh, I want to find a better paying job, which we all know is not always the solution. You know, sometimes you have to build a business and start your own stuff and like actual know how to work on building your finances and investing and flipping your money and going into real estate, maybe. Like, I just really want somebody that's into those types of things, because I want to live a comfortable lifestyle and I want to have my children that I will eventually have one day be able to build on this lifestyle and be able to get something when I'm gone, so that they can live an easier life than I did and they can have more of a head start as far as their finances and learning how to manage wealth and credit and things of that nature. So, I mean, these are things that you start to think about when you get older, when you are hitting closer to 30. Like, you just start to want something a little more real, and those like physical features, such as the type of guy that you usually go for, those things aren't as important. And that's where I'm getting to in my life, where it's like I don't really want to give up what I like as far as the physical features, but will I give those up to get something that I eventually would want? Absolutely, because at the end of the day, those physical features aren't what's going to make me happy. And I know that for sure, because like I said, the relationships that I've been in the past, it's just been so many issues and we've been on different pages about a lot of different things, and I'm tired. You know, you get to the point where you just like, like, I really just want something solid. I want somebody that's on the same page as me mentally, and we believe in the same types of things, and not just that surface material bullshit. Not to say that I haven't had any like good connections with men in the past, because I have. Like, I really do. I really have like been in love with some of these men, but it just would never work out, because when it comes to our objectives and our goals in life and what we wanted from the relationship, we were always on different pages. And you know, at a point in time, I was like, is it me? Like, why do I constantly get these types of guys that don't want commitment, that are really inconsistent and don't know how to communicate, or if they do communicate, we have two different communication styles and it just never works out, and it just becomes very frustrating and irritating when you deal with that type of thing. So I'm thinking maybe, you know, it's just time for me to step outside of my comfort zone and the type that I usually go for and get somebody that actually wants to that's actually on the same page as me. This person may not be what I'm physically attracted to. This person may not be what I would usually go for, and the type of guy that I usually like. And it's scary when you step out of your comfort zone, because believe me, when I went out with this guy and I saw him, I wasn't super excited. But the more the date went on and the more we talked about different things, the more like relaxed I became and the happier I got when I realized like this could be, like this could have real potential, because we are on the same level with so many things, and we think the same on so many ways, even though we differ in some ways as well, but we still are on the same page as far as a lot of things go. And it just feels refreshing when you have somebody that pretty much wants the same things long term as you, and you guys can share your expectations of how you want your future to go. And like, this person actually kind of points out the fact that he wants to see you in his future. And I haven't had that a lot. Like, a lot of guys that I've dated in the past, they weren't really romantic, they didn't really wine and dine me, they didn't really like treat me like a queen. They treated me like, I'm not saying that I was doing wrong or bogus, but a lot of times I felt like I deserved more, and I didn't get that. And yeah, it's just like with him, like I can tell that I will get everything that I've wanted plus more. And that's really important, because once you are so used to like not being appreciated and not getting everything that you want, and sacrificing and looking over things and being unhappy because you don't want to start an argument, or you don't want to make things weird or awkward between you, or be on bad terms, and you kind of just hold it in, and then it just all turns into shit. It's just like, you know, you get tired of that. And that's what I dealt with a lot. So I'm like excited about dating different types of guys. Not saying that this is the guy that's going to be in my future, but I thought it was a good date, and it was somebody that I would not have usually went out on a date with in the past. And but I can definitely say I will take more chances with dating outside of my type and getting out of my comfort zone and dating different types of people, because at the end of the day, I feel like that's what's really preventing me from finding something more solid and being in a serious relationship and finding that person that I can see myself marrying one day and possibly finding a husband. Because I want to get married and then I want to have children, and I'm kind of old-fashioned in that sense, because I mean, that's just what I see myself doing. But I feel like a lot of guys are not in that same mindset. So when I do find a guy that has that same mindset, it's refreshing, and I don't want to just give up on that because he's not what I imagine myself being with physically. So I mean, I feel like women in general, we have this issue. I know with some of my friends, they have that issue too, where they keep falling for these same types of guys, or they have this one guy who they just can't get over, and they've been through so many things with this person, and you know, some positive, but a lot of it bad, and it's not really going where they want it to go. And I feel like that's because we are so stuck in our type and what we want, instead of maybe looking into what we need. Maybe this is what you want, but maybe what you want isn't what's good for you. And I know a lot of us will say, well, I'm not willing to give up what I want or what I'm attracted to get somebody that's going to treat me better. Well, good for you, sis, because that's not going to be me. Not no more. Like, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of not getting what I deserve. I'm tired of seeing people out here, like, with men that treat them like fucking queens, taking them on trips, paying their bills, getting their hair and nails done, and not just like the financial shit, but just them doing like sweet romantic things, maybe running them a bath, having their favorite bottle of wine waiting for them in the freezer when they get home, them doing something for them if they know they need something done, instead of the woman having to come to them and be like, baby, can you do this for me? They just do it and they know what needs to be done. And that's what I'm looking for at this point. Like, I'm tired of having to ask motherfuckers for stuff and then it be excuse after excuse. Like, I can't even ask you for shit. If you're fucking me and I can't ask you to do nothing for me, then what good are you? And that's the type of things that I've been dealing with in the past. Like, fucking niggas and they not even being able to help me out with certain shit that I need help with, or having excuse after excuse, or being busy when I really need them to come through for me, or just disappointing, period. And I'm tired of being disappointed. I'm tired of not getting what I know I deserve. So if me dating somebody that doesn't necessarily fit my physical traits, the physical traits that I like, or it's not what I'm usually into is the issue, then I'm willing to take the chance and to step out of my comfort zone and to be a little uncomfortable in that space in order to get what I want and what I know I deserve. And I feel like as women, that's what we do. We complain there's not good guys out here. It's so many guys that just ain't shit, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of times it's just because we're going for what we want instead of what we need. And a lot of times what we want is not what's good for us. So, yeah, that was just my little preaching or whatever. But, I mean, I'm pretty much done with the subject. And it was just something that I had on my mind. So I thought, this would be a great episode for Black Girl in the City. And this will just be like an episode about dating, I guess, and stepping out of your comfort zone and dating a guy that's not your type. So if you guys enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Please, subscribe or whatever. Thank you for listening to Black Girl in the City. And please stay tuned for the next episode. Bye.